This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Doiv, also the Schus Refuah Shalem of Kol Chayle Am Yisrael, also the Schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in Asunim, Besara Uva Shivya. We're up to, actually, we're starting Be'ezras Hashem, a new Masecha, Masechtas Makas, and it's a sort of a continuation from the previous Masechta, Masechas Sanhedrin, but we're going to explain that in a second. The Masechta starts off with the concept of Edim Zoymimin, a concept that was brought first toward the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. And the concept of Edim Zoymimin is that it says in the Pasuk in the Torah that when somebody says Edus, when two people say Edus on someone, for whatever it is that they're saying the Edus about, but there's another set of Edim that say, how can you say Edus that you saw 5 years ago or whatever it is, 2 years ago, this thing happened. You were with us in a totally different place, Imanahu Yisem, in a totally different place at that time that you're claiming that you were seeing this other thing happen. So you couldn't be there to see that. You were with us in a totally different place. So here's the first Edim that they came, let's say, to Besdin to say something and to give Edus. Meanwhile, the second set of Edus says you couldn't have seen that, you must, because you were with us at the time. And the Torah says about that, that these Edim that are found guilty in that way, called Hazama, they get what they were intended for, what they intended for this other defendant to get. Whatever the punishment was, or whatever the chayiv of money was, they have to do that. They have to pay money, or they have to get a punishment of whatever the punishment that person was. We're going to start off and ask, what are the, as we said in Masechta Sanhedrin, a lot of times when we were talking about Mises and things like that, we started with, what are the rules of this? And then we would say what the limits are, meaning that, what doesn't apply to that rule, where it doesn't go, and how far it doesn't go. So Alex will explain right now. How do witnesses become this thing called Edim Zoymimin? And now we're going to talk about cases that are beyond the limit, meaning that they're not quite 100% Zoymimin. They don't fall into the category of Zoymimin, but they do get some kind of a punishment for it. Me'idim anu be'ish pleini, shehu ben gerusha o ben chalutza. Two edim come into Bezdin, and they say that these are the two edim, and they say about this lady, she married a kohen, but she was a divorcee beforehand, or she was a chalutza, she had chalitza beforehand. Now, what happened was they already had a child by now, and therefore this person, this boy, this child of theirs, is now what's called a chalal. He's not a full capable kohen. He cannot do the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash because a kohen is commanded not to marry a gerusha or a chalutza. And therefore, their child would be chalal, would not be capable of doing the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. So let's go and explain how that looks in Beis Din. The two edim that come in, and they say about this lady that she was a grusha. They saw in front of Beis Din that she received a gerushin from a previous husband. Now, there are other edim then that come to Beis Din and say that's not possible because at the time that you're claiming you were in Beis Din watching her get her get from her husband, you were with us in a totally different place, outside watching the street, whatever it was. And therefore, it cannot be. Now, what are we going to do with these two people? We're going to say that these two Edim they get the same punishment. What do? They become a Ben Gerusha, they become a Ben Chalutza, they become a Cholol of a Kohen. What if they're not even Kahanim? So we say, again, we're talking about the things that are the limits, and therefore they did not get the exact thing that's called Hazama. So we don't say that these Edim become a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, in other words, a Chol Kohen, instead of this Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, Ela Loike Arboim. They give them 40 Makis, and that's considered to be the punishment that they need to get. Now, let's talk about another case where it's a little bit outside of the limits. Mi'idin anu b'ish pleini shehu chayev liglois. A person that's saying, they come to Bezdin saying that this person, he killed someone b'shoigig, the axe flew off of the handle and it hit somebody and it killed him, and therefore he has to go to Golos. Ein oimrim yigil ezeh tachtov. We don't say about the Edim that they have to go running into the Ari Miklat instead of this person. Again, they get what the punishment is instead. The punishment for any lav that would have a person would be over, and that is getting 40 makas. A person is, they're saying that this person, he divorced his wife and he did not give her the ksuba, that he's chayef, whatever the amount of money that's on the ksuba, he's chayef to give it to her if he divorces her. They're claiming that he divorced her, and they're saying that he did not pay her the ksuba. Now the problem with that is that it's not like he's never going to give her a ksuba. If he passes away before her, or he ends up divorcing her. Now, again, I'm sorry, I didn't say this. The man himself is saying, I never divorced her. She's still my wife. I don't owe her any money because I never divorced her. So now, the question is here, how much money do they owe? It's not a question of whether they owe. They talk, I have to give money, whatever that money is. But do they have to give the full worth of the ksuba? Not really, because the damage that they did is a suffix of what the damage might be. It could be that he'll tomorrow die and then his estate will have to give his wife the ksuba. It could be that tomorrow he will get angry at her and divorce her and then he'll have to give her the ksuba. So between one day and the next, how much damage did they really do? So v'haloi ben hayom l'machar seif elitin l'ksuba asa. It could be today and it could be tomorrow that they may, this is a may, not a absolutely, Sefer, the end will be Litan Laksubasa. He may end up giving the Ksuba, because if she dies before him, then he doesn't have to give her the Ksuba. But if he divorces her, or if he dies before her, then he does have to give her the Ksuba. So now what we'll do is we'll figure out how much a businessman is willing to invest in buying off this ksuba. A ksuba is a note, meaning that it's a contract, how much he would have to give. People buy notes all the time for money. What is it worth on the market for a person who's willing to gamble to figure out, if a person is willing to gamble to invest in buying this note, that if she gets either a divorce or he dies first, she gets widowed, then she gets the ksuba, but if not, and depending upon how long that'll take, and if not, then they lose all their money. So imdin, we estimate, or we figure out how much. Kama adam roitza leilitin, how much a person is willing to invest b'ksubasa shalzu, in this buying off this ksuba, she'im nis almana, if she would become a widow, or she becomes a divorcee, then they get the money. And if she dies, then Yerushanabala, her husband is the one that keeps the ksuba. And whatever that money is, whatever it's worth on the open market, that's how much they have to pay. Now, here's another interesting one that has to do with the differences in the amount of money. Let's say they go to Bezdin, these two Edim, they go to Bezdin and they say, we have a Edus on this man, and he said that he's going to borrow money for 30 days. He has to give the money back in 30 days. V'hu Omer, Now, the borrower says, no, the amount of money that I was supposed to borrow, or said the amount of time that I was supposed to borrow it for, is mikan vad eser shanim, until 10 years. I have 10 years to give this back. So there's a huge difference in how much the money is worth to somebody who borrows it in their hand. If they only have 30 days to give it back, they may not be able to invest it in anything or do any business with it. But if they have to give it back only in 10 years from now, they'll figure out some kind of a payment plan, and it's worth a lot of money. We estimate how much a person is willing to give. That he should be able to have 1,000 zuz in his hand. This is how much the money that they're talking about. The difference between these two, being able to purchase a note, that is, but not purchase a note, but being able to borrow the money, that is a 30-day loan, and and whether or not he's going to give it back in 10 years. So then we figure out the difference between these two loans. How much is it worth for someone to borrow a 30-day loan, and how much is someone worth it for someone to borrow a 10-year loan? And then that difference is how much they have to give to the person who they were giving the edim zayim, the edus, the wrong edus for. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.